This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey is here with us, CMB, Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage. And she's always bringing us the legislative update, which also has a little bit of struggle to it. When you're looking at all the changes coming on, what you got for us, Alice? I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving with you and Andy. Drove through some ice, I understand, so that's a struggle.
Oh, yeah. We did have a great time with our daughter and her future in-laws and fiancé and kids. It was just a really great time out in beautiful Corning, New York. So just love that Finger Lakes area. Hope you all get a chance to visit there someday. So anyway, we have a few things to give you all an update. A little bit's gone on over the last week. The Mortgage Bankers Association did send in a letter on behalf of many of its lenders. So, you know, by many estimates, it's hundreds of lenders. I think one estimate VA said was about 400 lenders had received letters about loans that VA interest rate reduction refinance loans that weren't going to receive guarantee because VA felt they violated the law. When, you know, there were many lenders in the group that we heard during different seminars had received verbals from VA that were conflicting with some of the guidance that VA was enforcing. So MBA did send a letter on November 22nd on behalf of the association. So for those of you who wonder, what does the association do for me? It's these types of things that you need to, and we have a collective voice through a central source that gets their attention so that they will take a look at some of the fines and penalties they've been assessing when lenders thought that they were following what was being told by the regional offices. So more to follow on that. We will watch to see if VA does anything, but at least MBA is looking out for us. The second thing I wanted to make sure you were at least aware of, you know, we've talked about over the last many years whether the different battles that have gone on about the CFPB being constitutional and folks really believing that it's not constitutional to give one individual so much power that can only be removed for cause by the president, and that's a tough case to fight. So we do have, I think we've reported that the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. Now there's an actual date. So the Supreme Court did schedule for March 3rd to hear a challenge to the constitutionality of the statutory restrictions on the president's ability to remove the director of the CFPB from the office. Now, this has wide implications because we need the Supreme Court to, first of all, comment on that aspect. And then if they do say that, you know, yes, he could be removed, if the president does have these powers, then how does that affect the rest of the Dodd-Frank Act, right? Because if it affects this one aspect of Title 10, that was a giant piece of legislation. For those of you who remember trying to read the 1,800 pages and the thousands of supplemental pages that went with it, a lot's been implemented between Wall Street and the lending industry on this. So it's supposed to be really a two-part comment that comes out, and we'll just wait and see. Now, the arguments will be held on March 3rd, and then it will take several months. So it'll be sometime over the summer that we actually hear a ruling. So stay tuned for that. And then Rob Van Rad, of course, did report on the new loan amount increase. So that's a fun thing to make sure that you're all watching for, getting to close those higher loan amounts today. And then last but not least, there is one item that is open for comment. The CFPB is looking for comments on the TRID rule assessment plan. So they are required to comment on, did they implement TRID in the best interest of the consumers? There's multiple questions that we as lenders will be answering. So you do want, as a company, to take a look at that, comment on it. The Mortgage Bankers Association will be commenting, but very often I find theirs come in kind of late, and you really want to, and I don't mean that in any slam, but it's just, you know, it takes time to put these things together, and it really is that as a lender, you need to have your own thoughts and get out there as well and not just count on waiting to hear back and just going ditto with the MBA's, you know, comments. I'm sure they'll have well thought out comments, but the more unique comments, the more I think value that it has in trying to get something done for us. So you do want to take a look at it. The comment period's open until January 20th. So that's it, Dave, and back to you.
There you go. Good job, Alice. Appreciate it. There's so much you could cover, and I just appreciate you doing what you do and the amount of time you do it. Appreciate it so much. By the way, you want to go listen to all of Alice's comments, go to the website, lickinonlending.com. You can listen to all of those as well as you can for each one of the segments we do. If you want to, there's so much she packs into her segment. Always call people's attention to it, as well as everyone's Else's segment. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Folks, thanks so much for taking time to listen to this week's podcast.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.